what is the detail on Operation Jumpstart? It's a cool program. Tell me what it does.
Well, we've worked with the severely injured service members coming back through Walter Reed and Bethesda primarily for now almost 9 years. And one of the things we recognized early on was that as they do this transition from being seriously injured, going through rehab, most aren't going to go back on active duty. And in a lot of cases, they just haven't thought through what happens next. So the IT community in this town has been so great and gracious that they've, they solidified around, let's see about that next step and what we can do to help them along the way. So we, for 8 years now, we've been gathering once a year and helping these folks get ready by bringing your good suits, dry cleaned, sized and dry cleaned, and that's both men and women suits, and bringing them to Jumpstart along with the money's always good, gift certificates. There's a whole list of things they can do to help, and we get to meet some of the transitioning soldiers and just help them know that there's a next step and that there's a community out there that wants to support them and help them through that. We do things like resume building and we do mock interviews and more and more we're doing internships and just connecting these service members, these severely injured service members to this community. And it's been really, really great. This is, as I said, this is our eighth year, and this community has just been so supportive.
You have used the term severely injured service members several times, Ed, and having met some of these folks and getting to know them a little bit, that term is accurate, but I might take a little bit of issue with it because it puts in people's minds, I think, the fact that these folks have trouble keeping up with what goes on at a regular job, and that's not the case at all. The medical care that they get is so good that this doesn't mean that they can't be the kind of person that really contributes to an organization.
Well, absolutely not. Thank you for pointing that out. These are folks who have gone through very severe, serious injuries, but these type A folks who are incredibly motivated, and as they like to call us, they call us TABS, which stands for temporarily able-bodied, and they put the lie to the whole notion of disability. They don't see it, and there's no reason for us to see it. I make that distinction because there's a couple of million returning service members, and it's such a big job that we've just focused in on the severely injured soldiers who come through Walter Reed, and that's just our view of the world. We'd love to broaden it and take help with all of them, but it's just too big a job for a little organization like ours. So we focused in on the most severely injured, and as they have gone through their rehab and gotten back to a point where they're ready to join the workforce, we want to be there for them.
What are some of the other things, in addition to the idea of just how they're going to present themselves in an interview environment, what are some of the other things that they're dealing with and maybe haven't had a chance to think about when it comes to getting back into the swing of things in the civilian world?
Right. For a lot of these men and women, they expected to spend the next 25, 30 years on active duty serving their country. That was almost all these all volunteer force. The majority of these folks, that was their intention. So they just don't necessarily know what they want to do next. They don't know what their skill sets are. And so we try to help them and similar members see what skills are transferable and what training. They'll take the military and the VA are really great about testing these folks, getting aptitude, getting them training, and so a lot of these folks are really job ready. You've heard the term shovel ready. These folks are job ready. They've been trained. They are motivated, and they're ready. So just helping them with that next little step, some of the interviewing skills, what to wear, what people expect and those kinds of things, just a final little polish on some extraordinary folks.
The event is January 25th. It's next week at the Army-Navy Club in Arlington, and we have information about how you can get tickets and so on linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. What do you have planned for that evening, Ed?
Well, you know, we have the Bank Street Band there. They've been there all 8 years. We're going to have valet parking this year to make things easier for folks arriving with their suits and all. We've got a whole bunch of people already signed up, so we're really encouraging folks who have been waiting to do it to go out to the website here. And it's www.operationjumpstartdc.org, or go to your link and find us there and register for it. We're going to have great food. There'll be a cash bar, and 400 or 500 of your best friends and a whole bunch of our returning Wounded Warrior heroes, and it's a great night every year. It's really a spectacular night.